Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Today I'd like to ask you about what's the best thing you've ever done or seen or heard. That's a big question, I know.
Yes.
But can you answer that?
Well, it's quite easy.
Yes.
The best thing I've ever done is be a volunteer in the Olympics.
Wow.
Yes.
And how did you get into that?
I filled in an application on the internet.
Yes.
In just after the Olympics 2008.
Yes.
And so I had to wait until 2012.
Wow, long wait.
Yes, long wait. Worthwhile.
Yes.
And then I passed...
Some interviews.
Some interviews,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And then I was accepted to be a games maker in the London 2012 Olympics.
Fantastic. And are you interested in sport?
Not at all.
Oh, yeah. So why on earth would you volunteer to help in the Olympics if you're not interested in sport?
Well, I like contact with people, meeting new people, learning about cultures.
Okay. So that was good. So that was pretty good on your CV.
Yes, yeah. It looks good.
It worked, right. Okay. And where did you actually work in the Olympics?
Well, in the Olympic Village. So that's like the best place to be.
Wow, yeah.
Meeting all the athletes, being able to touch all the medals.
Oh, did you touch the gold medal?
Yes, I touched the gold medal.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, and I was actually in charge of welcoming all the delegations.
Yes.
And showing them around the village.
Yeah. So do you speak other languages rather than English?
Yes, I speak French and a bit of Spanish.
Oh, okay. So that was pretty handy.
Yes, very handy.
So that was also good on your CV.
Yes.
Yeah, languages.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And did you have any particular, like, difficult moments there?
It was generally just amazing.
Amazing.
Just amazing. All of it was amazing.
Yes,
there's no other word to... Every moment was good.
Yeah, in fact, they often say the Olympics, that's the word that describes it.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. And did you get any souvenirs from your time there?
Yes. I actually got a funny souvenir.
Yeah.
It was a blanket.
Yeah.
From an athlete.
Yeah.
In one of his rooms, a Jamaican athlete that gave me his blanket.
It wasn't Usain Bolt, was
no,
it?
No, but that's what I say to people.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it's one of the others. Okay.
Yes.
And how long did you stay there? Was it just for the standard Olympics, or did you work with the handicap?
No, just for the standard Olympics.
Yes, yes. And would you like to do something like that again?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah,
I would really love to be involved in another event.
Good. Well, I can see how you really think that's your best event in your life so far. But I hope you'll have others as well.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Laura.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.